All right, welcome to NFL Week 18. It's the season finale of the season. And there's 16 games on the schedule. Two today, a lot tomorrow, 14 tomorrow. And most games are meaningful in some way, with the exception of about three games, which are not worth anybody's time, which are the Colts and the Texans. The Falcons, they're taking on the Buccaneers. And the other one is Saints and Panthers. So every other game has some sort of meaning. I know Chargers, Broncos could be meaningless. If the Bengals win, then Chargers, Broncos is meaningless as well. I mean, of course, there's draft pick implications. But Jordan, what do you have to say about the incident that happened on Monday night and what has transpired since then?
So if you didn't know, if you didn't watch the game on Monday, there's been a pretty horrific event where DeMar Hamlin, safety number three for the Bills, fell down in the first quarter, about 6 minutes into it, seven, and he suffered cardiac arrest. He is fine now. He's breathing on his own, so that's good news for him. Implications for the game. The NFL has announced they will fully cancel it, no remake. They've also agreed that the AFC Championship game would be a neutral site to help out both the Bills and the Bengals if they make it to the AFC Championship game. But they did the right thing of thinking about DeMar Hamlin's health, and I think that was the right call right there.
Well, it's not a guarantee that the AFC Championship is at a neutral site, but there is it definitely helps. The scenarios that were laid out definitely helps the Bills more than it does the Bengals. Bengals have a chance to be screwed over, really. They've already won the AFC North, but there's a potential chance that they'd have to play on the road in Baltimore next week. But let's get into the games today. Kansas City Chiefs, Las Vegas Raiders. Chiefs have the opportunity to lock up what is the quote-unquote number one seed, but does not lock up home field advantage in the championship, but does give them the first round bye. So that is a huge, huge factor. So I'll go with the Chiefs today. Chiefs are one of the best teams in the NFL. Raiders kind of falling apart. Derek Carr's not playing, so should be the Chiefs winning.
Yeah, this is one of the I think no matter what happens, if the Chiefs lose, Bills win, I think the Bills still get the first seed. But so far right now, since the Bills will only play 16 games, it's a pretty safe game for the Chiefs. But I'll go with the Chiefs because it really means nothing to the Raiders.
All right, we're moving over to the AFC South. It is the Titans and the Jaguars live in Jacksonville. Jaguars can win the division, lock up the four seed. Same thing for the Titans. Jaguars have a chance to make the playoffs even if they lose, but of course that would rely on three results tomorrow. But of course, Jaguars win. They'll host, likely it would be the Chargers. Chargers need a win or a Ravens loss to clinch the five seed. But again, I'll go with the Jaguars. Titans, they've been kind of inconsistent over the last couple weeks. I know this is a big game. Derrick Henry's probably going to have one of his best games of the season. But again, when you don't have a quarterback, it's kind of hard to win games.
Yeah, this will be one of the first times in a while that the Panthers will go positive and also win the division as well and make the playoffs since 2017, I believe. It's been a while since they made the playoffs. It was their AFC Championship run with their amazing defense. But I like the Jaguars in this situation, so I'll go with the Jags.
All right, that wraps up our Saturday slate. Let's move on to Sunday. We'll start with the three games that mean pretty much nothing. Let's start with Colts Texans. I've heard that if they played the game at 3 a.m., there would only be a couple of people that are mad. So I think they should have just moved the game to 3 a.m. and gotten it over with. But again, I'll go with the Colts to win this game. I don't know. Jeff Saturday's got to go out on a good high note here if he wants to have a chance to win the job. Texans have played well in recent weeks. But I think that we see a good performance from these Colts players. They want to at least have something to. And then if the Texans, they can win, they can lock up the number one pick if they lose this game. So I'll go with the Colts.
I don't think the Texans are really that smart in locking up the one pick. I'll go with the Texans to add some discrepancies here, to add some tightness to the pickings right now. I just like the Texans in this situation. At the end of the season, classic number one seed fashion. I mean, number one pick fashion. They like to win their games at the end of the season. So I'll go to the Texans.
All right, let's move on. The other game, another game that doesn't mean anything. It could have meant something had one of these two teams, well, they could have been both alive, potentially had results gone differently. But it's the Saints and the Panthers in this game. I'll go with the Saints. I believe they're home in this game. And, you know, they played all right this season. And I think the Panthers let down that they're not in the playoffs after last week was in the Tampa in kind of dramatic fashion-ish, where Mike Evans really just schooled them. But I'll go with the Saints. They've played pretty well in divisional games at home. That's all I can say. Saints aren't the greatest team. Panthers have looked good in a couple games. But after last week, I think they're demoralized, and they just want to end the season.
I will go with the Panthers as another discrepancy. It's another matchup that can go either way. Panthers, I mean, they've looked really good without Christian McCaffrey on their team anymore, and I'll just go with them. I have nothing else to say about these two teams.
All right. In Atlanta, Georgia, at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the one of the greatest arenas in sports, it's the Buccaneers and the Falcons. I'm going to go with the Falcons to win this game. Buccaneers, nothing to play for. Falcons, I think they actually care about winning this game. Falcons have been pretty good at home this season, for the most part. Buccaneers, again, they played way better last week than they played in the last month. I think they're going to choke it up and give the Falcons a win.
Yeah, this really means nothing to the Buccaneers. They're going to play, I mean, either the the 5 seed probably, where
they're locked into the number 4 spot, which is probably, unless the Cowboys win the division, it's going to be them playing the Cowboys.
Yeah, so there's nothing really implementing. I think they're going to rest Tom Brady, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin, and all those other players.
There's no way Tom Brady plays.
Yeah, they're going to play safe here. They get Falcons to win. The Falcons get the win. Falcons have really nothing to play for. They're really a mediocre team, really, right here. So they can't get any really decent picks. So getting a win over the Buccaneers at the end of the season would probably be good for them. So I'll go with the Falcons.
All right. That wraps up the games that mean nothing. Now to a game that actually does mean something. Let's go right into it. Let's Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati Bengals. Potentially that we get this matchup twice in a row. If results go pretty, if the Bengals win, I think we get a rematch of this game. Bengals do unless Chiefs or Bills lose, and then it could shake stuff up at the top. But I do have the Bengals winning this game. Lamar Jackson's still out.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson is out. He has not practiced. They're looking for him to play in the playoffs. So that's the news on him.
But again, Baltimore, the only way that they benefit is from a potential coin toss. that is the only way that they could potentially benefit from actually trying this game. I do think John Harbaugh wants to win. I do think the Bengals, after they get a little more rest. They only had to play a quarter of football on Monday night. Obviously, a lot of distractions since then. But I do think that the Bengals will be motivated to play and secure at least one home game in the playoffs.
Yeah, so I think no matter what, the Bengals win the division. I know the Ravens are up on the Bengals right now, 1-0. So if they do win, it could be a sweep. But I don't know. I haven't really paid much attention to the tiebreakers here. But I'll just go with the Bengals because I believe they can win. They probably want to win, not to have any chances for the Ravens to win the division. So I'll go with the Bengals.
All right, let's move to another big AFC matchup. It is the Bills hosting the Patriots. It's on CBS in select markets. I got to go with the Bills in this game. They can at least secure that they won't If the Bills win, they're guaranteed to not play a road game in the AFC Championship. So I guess that's a W for them. But they don't. And then if they do win, they play a 7 seed, which if they knock off the Patriots, the 7 seed could end up being the Dolphins, could be the Steelers, could be the Jaguars. I'd rather play the 7 seed than the 6 seed, which could be the Ravens or the Chargers. So I'd much rather play the 7 seed. So I got the Bills winning this game. They're going to be very motivated. This is going to be a very emotional game. Obviously, the Patriots have been inconsistent. They played one of their better games last week, the Patriots did. But other than that, I haven't seen much from the Patriots that gives me optimism for them.
Yeah, the Patriots have been a mediocre team at best, and the Bills are probably one of the best in the league right now. I'll go with the Bills. It's at Bills. That's all I have to say for the Bills.
All right, let's move on to the next game on the schedule. It is the Jets are at the Dolphins. This should be a fun one. I got the Dolphins winning this game. I think it's Joe Flacco against Skylar Thompson. I'll take Skylar Thompson, I guess. Probably not the smartest pick of my life, but I'll go with Skylar Thompson and the Miami Dolphins. Of course, they have Tyreek Hill. If he can get involved, maybe that's a good thing. But again, that might be their only chance, is just that the Jets are bad. So the Jets will lose instead of really the Dolphins actually trying to win.
I will go with the Jets. Mysterious pick by me. Could be a really dumb one. Who knows? But Skylar Thompson's playing the third string. Bridgewater's out. Tua's out. I have hope in the Jets. I want to see Jets win one last game. If they do win this, they're out of the playoffs, so it doesn't really matter. But they don't want the Dolphins to probably make the playoffs, so I'll go with the Jets.
All right, let's move on to the next one. It is Minnesota and Chicago. I've got the Vikings winning this game. Bears, again, they have a chance at the one pick. They're resting Justin Fields. Vikings win.
Yeah, they have Nathan Peterman playing, and you know Nathan Peterman, Defensive Player of the Year. So I'll go with the Vikings.
All right, moving on. I think there's just one more early game left here. Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers. I'll go with the Steelers to win it. Steelers still a chance to make the playoffs. The Browns last week looked really good, but again, it's called the playing the 49ers curse. Every team that plays the 49ers loses the next week, and that's what happened to the Commanders. Steelers will win this game. They looked good against the Ravens, at least good enough. Steelers are at home. Steelers have a chance to make the playoffs. The Browns, they're a week-to-week team. Sometimes they look above average, sometimes they look below average. We'll see.
Yeah, so if you didn't look, there is still, they set a 2% chance for the Steelers. I think it's been up to like now a 10. So the Steelers, I'm gonna go with the Steelers right here. So if the Steelers win this game, they have to win this game regardless. They also have to root for a Jets win and a Bills win to make the playoffs because both the Dolphins and the Patriots are competing for that 7 seed. If they both lose and the Steelers win, Steelers are awarded the 7 seed.
All right. So, did you take the Steelers? Sorry, I blocked that there.
I took the Steelers.
All right. Let's move to the late games. The late game with the least meaning: Chargers and Broncos. I'll go with the Broncos here. Potentially not meaningless for the Chargers. I don't know if they rest their starters. The Broncos, after Nathaniel Hackett got fired, the Broncos have actually looked like a real football team instead of a team that only knows how to score like 18 points a game. Again, the Broncos, they should be at least wanting to win this game. Russell Wilson, one of his best games of the season last week when they almost got the Chiefs to overtime. But again, it's a game that Chargers might step their foot off the gas pedal, which the Chargers are a team that slams the gas pedal normally.
Yeah, I'll go with the Chargers because I believe if the Ravens lose and the Chargers win, the Chargers can go up in the playoff standings. But really, regardless, I think if the Ravens lose, I think the Chargers are still in. But I'll go with the Chargers because they probably want to play it safe, but also don't want to play it safe at the same time by playing Herbert and all their starters. So I'll go with the Chargers.
All right, moving on. Let's see here. We got the Cowboys and the Commanders. I'll go with the Cowboys to win it. They have a chance to win the division. Commanders are eliminated. They looked pretty funny last week when they unveiled their new mascot. But again, the Commanders are kind of in trouble because the Cowboys have a chance to win the division. But it's really just the Commanders are probably just not that good. They played like Carson Wentz last week. And who are they playing this week? Some guy you've never heard of? Who's playing for the Commanders at quarterback?
We have no idea.
Well, it's not going to be it's not going to be Carson Wentz. He's like reverted to like third or fourth string.
We will get we'll get our sources out here. We have heard that we don't know. We don't know who's playing quarterback. Oh, Sam Howell. I think it's Sam Howell that's playing as quarterback. Don't know who that is, but hopefully he does well against the Cowboys. But unfortunately, I will pick the Cowboys.
Yeah, pretty sure Sam Howell played somewhere in the ACC. I forget exactly where, but somewhere in the ACC. Maybe it was Carolina. I don't know. All right, Giants and Eagles. Giants are resting their starters. Eagles, easy win.
Yeah. I want to pick the Giant. Well, you said Giants-Eagles, right?
Yeah, it's at the Eagles.
I want to pick the Giants to win this game. I know the Giants are in the playoffs, but also, do they really want the Eagles to get the first seed?
Hey, but you know who they don't want to get the first seed? The Cowboys. You know, one of those two teams have a chance. Well, I mean, they one of them could fall to the two seed, but I don't know.
Yes, it's up to the Niners, Cowboys, and Eagles to get the first seed right now. We'll talk about when we get to the Niners game. I'll go with the Giants. Because the Giants are a mysterious team, and I will go with mysterious teams.
All right. Well, if the Giants win and the Cowboys win, the Cowboys will win the division. And that would be a crazy thing, considering the Eagles had, like, one loss, like, a couple weeks ago. All right. Rams and Seahawks. Seahawks, if they lose, they're eliminated. If they win, they have a chance if the Lions beat the Packers. I'll go to Seahawks. Rams have been pretty inconsistent. Of course, they looked pretty good on, you know, Christmas Day. But other days of the year, you know, the Rams are pretty average. Seahawks have been pretty good at home this year. That's all I'll say.
I'll go with the Rams. Bobby Wagner wants his revenge. Baker Mayfield's playing, my favorite player. I'll go with the Rams. They need to win this game. Because they probably don't want the Seahawks going to the play.
All right, Cardinals and 49ers. I'll go with the 49ers. It is going to be J.J. Watt's last game. 49ers, still a chance with the one seed. It's also the 49ers want to keep their winning streak going. And I think the 49ers could potentially fall to the three seed if the 49ers lose and the Vikings win, I think.
So you're going with the Niners?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if the – I believe if it's the Eagles losing, just the Eagles, the Niners will go to the one seed if they win, according to the ESPN.
That's all that would need to happen. The other 14 games
no matter what the Cowboys do, because I believe the Niners have something over the Cowboys. But I'll go with the Niners as well. I want to root for them. I want to see them get the one seed because – they'll go on a win streak of 10. You wouldn't expect them to get the one seed. They were mediocre in the start of the season. And then they magically reappeared. They got Christian McCaffrey on their lineup. The receivers are looking good. And Mr. Irrelevant is not really irrelevant.
All right, let's move on to the last game of the slate. It's Sunday Night Football, Detroit Lions and Green Bay Packers. I've got the Packers. They win the game. They're in the playoffs as a 7th seed, and they'll probably go to Santa Clara, California, and play the 49ers. That's probably what will happen, but they'll know before the game who they'll play if they win the game. Again, Lions could be in contention for the 7th seed if the Rams win, but I just think the Packers, they have home field advantage. They're playing some of their best football of the year. It's going to be cold. And Jared Goff has been good. I mean, they played the Bears last week. They scored a lot of points. But I just feel like the Lions are a team that's on a high right now, and they're about to hit another team that's on a high, and it's going to knock one of them down.
Yes. The Packers are lucky that this is in Lambeau Field instead of Ford Stadium, where the Lions play. The Packers, they really need this win. If they win, you said they go into the playoffs automatically. The Lions win, they need Rams help them out. But I'll go with the Packers since it's at Packers. If it was at Lions, I would pick Lions, but it's a night game. It's Aaron Rodgers prime time. So I'll just go with the Packers for a safe pick.
All right, that should wrap it up for our Week 18 coverage. Again, watch the games, enjoy the games, and we'll see you guys for the playoffs, which will begin Saturday because there's no change to the schedule as of now. Again, playoffs will begin Saturday, and it should be fun. It should be anything you want to say before we sign off here.
I'm just getting ready for the playoffs. This is our All last right. week, so we enjoyed it for regular season.
All right, the playoffs will begin, and we'll have a good time. There. All right. Well, enjoy the football this week, 16 games. And then we'll have the college football playoff national championship on Monday night instead of Monday night football. So that'll do it for us. We'll see you guys for the playoffs.